My name is Chaya Rapp, and this is Divrei HaYomim Aleph, Perek Yadalad. The theme of Perek Yadalad is David HaMelech's increasing power and success. There are three sections to the Perek. 1. Recognition of David by Chiram, the king of Tsur. 2. The growth of David's family. And 3. The crushing defeat of the Philistines in 2 battles. The Perek opens with Chiram, the king of Tsur, sending messengers to David along with cedarwood and craftsmen to build David's home. The pasuk tells us, "Vayeda David kechino Hashem lemelech al Yisrael, ki nises lemala malchuso ba'avor amo Yisrael." And David knew that Hashem had established him as king over Israel, for his kingdom was exalted. He had been accepted as king over all of Israel, had successfully captured Yerushalayim, and now foreign kings were courting his favor. The king that reached out is Chiram, the king of Tsur. What do we know about Tsur? The Navi Yechezkel, the prophet Ezekiel, devotes 3 prakim, Chavav through Chavches, to a discussion of the city of Tsur, which he describes as a major trade center known for its wealth and beauty. Yechezkel condemns Tsur for its arrogance and says that Tsur will be punished. Ya'an asher amrat Tsur al Yerushalayim, because Tsur said regarding Yerushalayim, ha'ach, like an expression of joy, nishprag del sos ha'amim, she that was the gate of the people, meaning Yerushalayim, which was a center of trade, is broken. Naseba elai, it will come to me. All the traffic that previously went through Yerushalayim will now come through me. Imalah ha'charava, I shall be filled now that she is laid to ruins. There's a deeper significance to Tsur benefiting from the destruction of Yerushalayim. When our matriarch Rivka found out that she was carrying twins, 2 boys who would one day father 2 distinct nations, she was told, "Shnei goyim bevitnech u'shnei le'umim b'me'ach yiparedu." There are 2 separate peoples that shall issue from your body, ul'om mil'om yamatz, and one will overpower the other. Under the words ulom milom yamatz, they will overpower each other, Rashi explains. Lo yishvu bigdula, they will never be equally great. Kishazek kam, zenofel, when this one rises, the other will fall. V'chein hu omer imalach ha'charava, lo nismala tsor ela mechorbana sheyushalayim. As a demonstration of this principle, Rashi brings the pasuk in Yechezkel. Tsur became full from the destruction of Yerushalayim. Tsur, according to Rashi, is descended from Edom. Tsur is from the nation of Esav. As such, when Jerusalem, the city of Yaakov, has been destroyed, Tsur anticipates that the seesaw will shift in her favor and her success will be forthcoming. As an aside, Rashi in the Gemara in Pesachim says Tsur me Edom hu, that Tsur is descended from Edom. But in case you were wondering, because I was, there are other places in Tanakh where Tsur is described as a Canaanite city, which means it wouldn't have anything to do with Esav. The Yaivetz, commenting on Rashi's statement that Tsur is from Edom, says, "Ne'er be'enai lebasov nisyashu ba'edomim aval tchilas yeshiva sami plishtim." Originally, it was a Philistine Canaanite city, but then eventually Edomites, in other words, the descendants of Esav, settled there, and that's why it's relevant. Getting back to our parak, the fate of the children of Yaakov and the children of Esav are inextricably linked. When the Jewish people obey Hashem's will, they find themselves on top, and Edom is on bottom. When they transgress God's will, the opposite occurs. Therefore, when Chiram, the king of Tsur, a descendant of Esav, showed up to greet David with gifts, it meant more than just one foreign king accepting David's supremacy. It was an acknowledgement of the superior position of the Jewish people with respect to Edom, which was a direct result of their following in Hashem's ways. The second section of our perek describes the growth of David's family after he moved to Yerushalayim. While in Hebron, David married 6 wives, and each of them had a son. In Yerushalayim, David married multiple additional wives, a number is not explicitly given here, and fathered 13 additional children. The third section of our parak describes two wars that David fought with the Plishtim. In contrast to Hiram, the king of Tsur, who came bearing gifts, when the Philistines heard about David's reign all over all of Israel, they came for a fight. The Philistines had been a constant enemy and had ruled over Israel throughout the book of Judges and in the lifetime of Shmuel. We also know that Shaul met his defeat at the hands of the Plishtim. While David reigned in Hebron for 7 years, the Plishtim figured his rule was local and insignificant and didn't pay much attention. But when he was anointed king over all of Israel, Rashi tells us, "Az alukala Plishtim levakesh as David, shelo ratzu shehi melech b'Yisrael, ela she'od heim yu moshlem alehem." Then they came up to fight, because they did not want there to be a king in Israel. Instead, they wanted to rule over Israel. David is successful in both wars against the Plishtim. Pasuk Yud Aleph tells us, "Ve'ya'alu b'Baal Pratzim, ve'yakim sham David." The enemy came up to Baal Pratzim, and David smote them there. "Vayomer David, paratz Elokim es oyvai b'yadi, k'peretz mayim." David said, "Hashem has broken my enemies by my hands, like the breach of waters." In other words, suddenly, as swiftly as a flood of water breaks through a barrier. "Al kein karu shema makom ahu Baal Pratzim." Therefore, the name of the place was called Baal Pratzim. When you read Prakim back to back, you see things you might not otherwise notice. In last parak we read, "Paratz Hashem peretz bu'uza, v'yekrelo makom ahu peretz uza ad hayom hazeh." Hashem had broken forth upon Uzzah. Remember, he was suddenly struck dead. And that place was called Perek Uzzah to this day. Our Perek is a reversal from the tragedy of last Perek. Perhaps for this reason, the two Prakim are put back to back, even though the order is not necessarily chronological. We know that the order might not be chronological because it's different in Shmuel. The order of events in Prakim Yud Aleph through Tezvav is slightly different in the two books. Pasuk Yud Beis continues, "Vayazvu sham es Eloheihem." The Plishtim had brought their idols onto the battlefield, and in the panic of defeat, abandoned them there. This, too, is a reversal. Not to make a direct comparison between their idols and the Holy Aron, but the idea of a war with the Plishtim, in which the Plishtim ran away in panic, leaving their gods behind, seems to be a reversal of the sad story of Jewish wars with the Plishtim, including the one in which the Aron was captured. In both wars in our Perek, we see David consulting Hashem. In Pasuk Yud, "Vayishal David be'Elokim le'mar, ha'aleh el Plishtim unesatam biyadi, vayomer lo Hashem aleh unesatim biyadecha." David asks Hashem, "Should I go up against the Plishtim? Will you give them over into my hands?" And Hashem answers, "Go up, and I will deliver them into your hand." Similarly, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, "Vayishal od David be'Elokim." David inquires of Hashem again. This time Hashem tells him, "Do not go up after them, but instead ambush them from behind the trees." The next pasuk continues, "Vayas David kasher tzivahu Elokim." And David did as Hashem had commanded him. There are two major themes running through this parak, which of course are very closely related. David's aligning himself to the will of Hashem in everything he does, and his growing strength, success, and widespread recognition. The parak concludes, "Vayetzi shem David b'chol ha'aratzos, v'ashem nasanis pachto al kol ha'gayim." And David's fame went out into all the lands, and Hashem brought the fear of him upon all nations. The commentaries connect the events of our parak with the second parak of Tehillim, Psalms. The second parak of Tehillim reads, "Lama ragshu gayim ule'umim yehagu rik." Why are the nations in an uproar, and why do the peoples mutter in vain? "Yisyatzvu malchei aretz v'roznim nostu yachad al Hashem v'al Meshicho." The kings of the earth stand up, and the rulers take counsel together against Hashem and against his anointed. Rashi, quoting Chazal, says, "Rabosenu Darshu es Anyan al Melech HaMashiach." The sages interpret that this Perek in Tehillim refers to the battle against Mashiach, the battle at the end of days called the Battle of Gog and Magog, when the nations of the world will gather against the arrival of the Messiah. Rashi continues, Ulefi mashma'o, nechon lefosro al atzmo. The plain sense meaning of this Perek is that David spoke about himself. L'inyan sh'ne'amar v'yishmu'u plishtim ki mashchu Yisrael es David l'melech aleihem. It's appropriate, according to Rashi, to explain that David spoke about himself based on the pasuk in our perek that says, and the Philistines heard that they had anointed David as king over all of Israel. In our perek, David is the anointed, Mishicho, and can therefore be the Mishicho, the Hashem's anointed, that is alluded to, that is mentioned in the second pasuk of Perek Beis in Tehillim. Radak similarly says there, Vizeh HaMizmar, and this Perek of Tehillim, Chebru Ve'amro David, David composed B'tchilas Malchuso, at the beginning of his reign, Sh'nizkabsu Alav Hagayim Kemo She'ne'amar, that the nations gathered against him, like it says, Vayishmu'u Plishtim Ki Mashchu Es David, like it says in our Pasuk, that the Philistines all gathered against him. What is the connection between the wars of David with the Philistines described in our Perek and the final war against Mashiach, which will precede the end of days? I end the Perek with a quote from Art Scrolls Divrei Hayamim. With David's ascension to the throne, the messianic idea becomes a reality in the affairs of man. In a fury of hatred against the vast implications which this idea has for those whose very existence is the denial of the divine presence on earth, the Philistines hurl themselves against David and his God. In doing so, they presage the Gogian wars, one waged against the seed and the other against the flower of the messianic idea. This shir is dedicated L'Zecher Nishmas Marcy Stern, Mincha Yehudis Bas Gedaliahu. She was a dedicated teacher whose deep love of the Sifrei Nevi'im and Shivas Tzion left an indelible mark on her many students.